You're listening to a Lost in the Groove segment. Having good vibes with your bones and joints. Taking a trip into the groove. American groove. American groove. Into stone world. Gonna pass.
Is what it is. Like, I can't live on that. It's really, really disappointing. You think you got a full-time job, you think you're okay, right, and then you find out, like...
It's not okay.
You don't make enough money to even afford anything, like, pretty much.
No, and it's weird.
You'll never get anywhere, is what I see, for me.
I think... Here's my thinking and kind of my philosophy when it comes to this, because... You bring up a really great point. Like, as an adult and as a person that has to, you know, work, you work a daily job, you have a paycheck that comes in every single, whatever, 2 weeks, week, or 30 days. But then there is all of these extra things that come along with it. You know, and everybody says, well, pay off your car and then you're fine. But here's the thing. You pay off your car. You still have your car insurance. You still have your rent or your mortgage payments.
My car is paid off.
Right. Or you have your health coverage costs that you have to pay for. There's a lot of things that come into play. And I feel that it's a never-ending game of the donkey with the carrot dangling from its nose. Because that's how it feels, though. It feels almost so mundane because you are in this repetitive pattern that doesn't ever seem to be getting any better.
Well, I just don't appreciate being lied to.
Keep in mind, we are currently recording.
It's not really my boss's fault that insurance companies take advantage of people. Like, but it's like, you know, she's the only person that I can get to, like, do anything about it. But, like, also there's only, you know, it's not, I mean, insurance companies just do that to people. They just kind of take a lot of money. So it's not anybody's fault at all. I don't blame anyone at all. I appreciate the help.
Oh, for sure.
You know, I mean, like, it's great to have the help. I think what I am bothered by is just, how, you know, I really do think, like, for the longest time, I had Obamacare, and it was the only way that I survived.
Same.
And I really miss it. You know, it made sense.
It's
like,
it's the best,
I didn't
it's
do
the best
a lot.
Thing we have.
Like, I was only there, like, 2-3 times a year. And, you know, I'm just trying to keep myself from getting pregnant. Like, it's really, like, I don't need, like, a whole lot. Like, sometimes I have some heartburn. I don't know. It's, like, my mental health stuff was totally covered. When, you know, when you're poor, there's certain therapists that sign up to be in networks that will do coverage for, you know, government-funded. And that was awesome. And that helped me a lot. I thank the state of California for taking care of me and my mental health the best that they could.
Yeah, I mean, it is California.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, that was... And I know there are a lot of people that got cut off of that type of stuff when they weren't supposed to, but, like, having that coverage was... life-saving, like,
I'll tell you this. As a person that has lived out of this country, and I lived in Israel for a short period before the pandemic, there, health coverage is free. It is completely covered.
Yeah, it should
be. Okay. However, I will tell you, as a person that was there and had to experience, dental over there is not only affordable, but reasonably cost. And they work with you. I went to a dentist that was in the building of my old apartment, and they were absolutely phenomenal. Like, the doctor was Canadian. He was a great guy. Like, he really tried to work with me. And But then, of course, there's always the negative side of that. And what if that one of those was, I'm not even kidding, when you go to the doctor, this is how it is in Israel, you go to what's called there's Clalit, there's a couple of different companies, and you go into this office, they give you a mispar, a number, you sit down, and you'll see a screen. And I always remember this, they'll be like, Isrim Vishmone, which means 28. And then you'd go up to the door, and the doctor sits by this desk, and they're like, Ken, Makore, how are you? And then they're like, oh, English. Okay. Yes, what problem? Sit down. They check you. They're like, okay. So I give you this. Good. Okay. Bye-bye. And that's it. That's end of story. You go in, it's as if you go to a pharmacy.
Yeah.
So there is a lot of negatives because you have to wait on a lot of lines. It's very hard to get appointments. Sometimes there's not doctors available. You have to travel long distances. Sometimes they'll be overbooked and you won't be able to get an appointment. So the way I look at it is, I don't think there is a solution.
Well, my dental coverage in California was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. They provided me with absolutely nothing. My health insurance coverage, I could be seen, but damn, was it terrible. I felt like I was in a third world environment. But my therapy coverage was tip top. I mean, just perfect.
Oh, I know. I mean, you've
health category of coverage in Obamacare was perfect. The rest of Obamacare coverage, dental, OBGYN stuff for women, very questionable.
Getting those hands up in those places. Oh, yeah.
Inside here and inside there. Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's amazing.
So great.
But yeah. Just a little backstory. Me and Carissa have literally been talking about health insurance, I think, for a good half hour. But for such a good reason.
I'm very, very fortunate to have had provided coverage for the longest time, forever. And I knew that, I knew that this would happen when I moved back to Iowa. I knew that I would run into things. That was something I used to say to my mom, when she'd tell me to come back. I'd be like, yeah, but I have health insurance in California. I have amazing benefits, and I can always go to a therapist and stuff. I don't really want to go live somewhere where I have to pay tons of money just to keep my head on straight. That's
I don't know.
It's I'm going to go crazy in both places, you know?
Understood.
It's just not fucking fair.
I mean, I ran into the situation where I had to move for the sake of my mom, and my mom decided to move in Florida, and I moved along with her. And I'm not going to lie to you, it has been a very interesting experience for me out here, because when you want to talk about government programs and things of that nature, it's very much fuck you. That is literally the mentality here of fuck you. Fuck you. We don't care about you. Fuck you. And the thing about Floridians is you find loopholes. There's things that I've learned from other people that live here to figure out of how to be able to get good health coverage, being able to get dental plans and things of that nature. And I kind of like that. I kind of like that mentality of other people that understand what you're going through, but not only understand, they're like, hey, try this. This will make... And it's absolutely amazing because, there's a sense of... It's not a sense of understanding. It's they get it. They get it.
That's
know it
good.
Sucks.
I do have to mention that I remember my friend that I used to work with in LA. She had 4 children. And she qualified for health insurance through the company that we worked for. And I wasn't full time, but she was. And so she qualified for the health insurance, and like she had her four kids, so she wants to like get coverage for her kids.
Right.
And it was like $1,400 a month, like to have like her kids like covered. And that's not even like any type of like copay or anything on top of it. It was like, because I remember like looking through like the chart with her and like trying to figure out, because there was like coverage for two kids, coverage for like, you know, like three, and then it was like anything beyond. Like, and so she's like, oh, okay, so just because I have five, I'm the same as everybody who has like seven. Like, it was like crazy. I couldn't make any sense of it. But I was just like, oh, like that's really awful. And she was like, yeah, we're not doing that.
It's expensive. It is expensive to raise kids.
Like, four of them? Ah!
I have a friend that's raising seven kids.
Okay. What do they do? How's that going?
Well, she is a very tough and strong and incredible human being, and I give her a lot of credit. Like, a lot of it is really just being there as a mother. Like, she's definitely, like, hardworking and, like, out there and all over the place, but she's like, that type of mom that's, like, there for her kids, you know, and there to, like, understand and, like, respect. I don't want to talk too much because, like, I don't want to spill out her personal information on a pod.
Yeah, I guess she's really, like, that close to you that it's, like, too close to just, like, share.
Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. I mean, it's also where kind of, like, an experience for me where I've been able to meet different people out here. And the people that I've, like, really connected with out here, they're really tough ass human beings.
Yeah.
You know, like they're people that have worked the grind, and it's not that people that don't work the grind are bad or anything, but there's just an element to a person that has that. There's a warmth. There's this feeling of understanding and compassion. Because they have nothing to lose. They've lost it all. I'm going to grab my lighter. Just give me a sec.
I get to smoke at home because my parents are gone.
That's very nice, Carissa.
I went and I looked at a house today.
Oh, that's even nicer, Carissa.
I can't.
Can't breathe?
Can't afford a house. But yeah. I kind of want to like look at them.
And be in a house dropper, yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I kind of want to just, like, get an idea of what I like.
You want to pee on the window, you know, see how it feels on your body?
Interesting. I don't know.
People have fetishes, you know? Maybe that's one of their things.
Yeah, I don't like peeing in public.
Okay. So we get you, like, a curtain, you know?
Well, like, pop-up.
Yeah.
Pop-up.
Yeah, so you can just do, like, a quick pee, you know? It's like... Come right
down.
Is
this what you would do?
Maybe.
Okay.
God. The second I hear person in a house, I just think of stalker, creeper, person that like just goes to open houses because they have nothing else better to do. But it's always so fun because like sometimes they have like free champagne, you know, and like a free like little board or something.
That would be awesome.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there's no, like, champagne or anything.
And no stalkers, of course.
I don't know. For me, the house is, like, too busy.
With? You said like, busy. With
like the street.
Oh, it's a busy street.
Mm-hmm.
I grew up on a busy street.
Yeah. Yeah. That's not why. I didn't save money for that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
I mean, it was interesting. Like, it was kind of like a noise machine at night because we used to have, like, large tractor trailers that used to drive through.
I could hear, like, a big one come by. Like, I was like...
See, I remember the sounds.
That sounds terrible. I would never... I don't know. It's like, the more I look around, I feel like I, like, can't find... what I'm looking for, but it's also like good that what I'm looking for isn't available yet because I can't get it. But I feel like it's like, you know.
Honey, you adulting as shit right now. I mean,
I'm Iowa is what this is. And like that's the trade off of living in the middle of the country, nowhere near oceans.
No way, man. Please listen.
I possibly get to have like a home and a car. That's the whole trade-off, I think.
I think there's still opportunities for people to own homes.
Not in California. Not unless you're fucking rich as fuck.
I have said this before because my dad, before he passed, he did work in the modular market. And we've talked about this before. And I have spoken with investors out here and people that are in the real estate market. And I did kind of pick their brain regarding this. And sorry for getting all like geeky or whatever, but
no, nope, that's good. It's good for a podcast.
Oh, 100%. So modular homes it's not new. It's been around for quite some time, but over the years, there has been massive amounts of development, primarily on how the foundations are made. So because modular homes can be transported, generally like by tractor trailers, things of that nature, it makes it pretty accessible to get the pieces and get crew together that can put all together, you know, the plumbing, electrician, make sure the frame is correctly proportioned and screwed and bolted, and all that jazz. So, and the amazing thing about modular building is you can't just only make homes. You can make a lot of things out of modular. And I mean, if you kind of mix modular and 3D, like 3D printing, and being able to perfect that, you can create cost-effective homes and houses and apartment complexes. The reason why, this is the number one reason why houses are not affordable right now, as well as
because they built so many apartments.
Luxury apartments.
No. Just apartments in general. It was
now luxury apartments.
It was a big scam, is a big scheme. What they did was they made everybody think that they needed to build affordable housing for poor people. And so they built like all these apartments. And this is all just a big scam created by the American government. They built all these apartments. And what it did was it like raised the price of houses. Okay. And then now apartments are just the same fucking price as what houses used to be. So nobody, you know, and then they just keep doing it. Like, do you see all the complexes that go up?
Yeah.
And it's like now it's been done so much that it happens naturally because it's too hard to do it any other way.
So to your point, like as growing up in New York, one great example of this was the projects. My mom grew up in the projects.
Projects are a little different than what I'm talking about.
100%. It is a different, but it
and
does.
And projects in different states and different times are all different, by
okay,
the way.
Okay, can you let me
let you tell your story, all right.
So the thing was, the projects was this idea of creating affordable housing in New York. The problem with is crime. The amount of crime that accessed in the projects, primarily in New York City, was bad. It was very bad, to the point that they became drug centers, literally drug centers, like apartments lined up wall by wall, just making drugs and people picking up the stuff and putting it in laundry vans and driving off to the port. So what happened? New York thought of this really genius idea. They already had the suburbans going on in Long Island. In the late 50s, they started building out homes in Westchester County, which is above New York, and then Rockland County, where I grew up. And they built all these nice little homes. Now, those nice little homes are $700,000 to $800,000 because the market, everybody wants to get out of the city. Everybody wants to move to Rockland County. Everybody wants to move to Westchester County. Everybody wants to move to Bergen County, which is in Jersey. Everybody wants to get the hell out because it's too expensive. It's because the idea sounds great. Like we're talking like, oh my God. But then when you actually apply it in real life with real people, specifically with New Yorkers, it gets greedy very quickly. Very quickly.
They shut down the projects in Minneapolis. Like, there were big projects in Minneapolis. I know because I drove past them when I was a kid.
And there also were scary-looking buildings. They just looked like weird brown brick.
Ours were, well, the ones in Minnesota were, like, different than the ones in New York. These were, like, really, really big-ass buildings. Like, huge. Like, I don't even know how many stories. Just, like, so big. And then one, they were, like, primary colors. And I think I only saw two, but there could have been three. But I know primary there was a colors. Big, yeah, there's a big blue one and a big red one. And they were completely abandoned because they had just decided to completely shut down the projects in Minneapolis. I should probably read up on that. It's kind of interesting. Like, you know, because I remember people live there. And then when we drove by when I was like maybe 19, they had been shut down, like completely emptied out. And there's, like, a lot of graffiti and, like, different shit like that. But it's crazy how close Minneapolis is to here. Like, it's 3 hours, but, like, it is so different. Like, it's probably the only city that's, like, around here that's, like, actually a real city, in my opinion. Like, Chicago is 6 hours away.
Well, do you know... Do you
Minneapolis
know,
is only three, yeah.
Fun fact about the Twin Cities, specifically Minneapolis... One of my favorite TV shows was
what, Growing Pains?
No. The Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh, Mary Tyler Moore.
Yeah, like it was based in Minneapolis.
I didn't know that.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see I have a...
Oh, I know. I have the little French toast ones, though.
You know, I wondered why the box was kind of strange. I opened it upside down. Look at that. You see?
The smile. Stoner moment at its finest. Opening up a cereal box the wrong way.
Yeah. Oh my God. I don't know. That's how today's been. My guess is that it was sitting upside down on the counter. And I just like picked it up and opened it and really didn't like, you know. So.
Are you practicing to being a homeowner? You know, like when you have your cereal box out on your kitchen cabinet? Oh my God. I it's kind of wild because sometimes I feel like we just talk this shit, but it's so fucking irritating when you have to like deal with real life issues, you know, like we were talking about like with insurance, and then you're faced with the real life issue of, come on, like most people have that dream of like, I've wanted a home with land, you know. Like, I'm one of those fucking weirdos that likes to hear the wolves howling at night, you know, and just smoke their joint.
I mean, I'd way prefer that. Like, it's beautiful. You know? I mean, I want land. Like, I want, like, some space, you know? I mean, that's part of the reason that I don't want any of these houses is because, like, I mean, every time I pull up the house on the internet webpage, you can see the other two houses in the picture of the house. Like, you can see it. The other two are already right there in the fucking photo. And it's like, I didn't buy a house to be right next to people. You know, like I've lived in apartments forever. Like what? I mean, I know you might have like a little bit of a distance, like maybe like, I don't even know how many feet are in between you and the other house, but you're really fucking close. Like, you know, I don't know. I just feel like that's the whole purpose, is to like have space. It's just disgusting how close they build those houses. Ugh.
And I know, and it's kind of strange because there's, I feel, very much a materialistic approach to things.
That's not why I want a nice house. Like,
I understand that, but I'm just saying that, like, that is generally, like, people are like, I want that, like, $1.9 million beach front house. And it's like, that's nice, but can I just have that simple home that has the rooms that I can kind of play around with and figure out what I want to do with, you know, have that backyard that I can put what I want, make what I want, like
cook some food outside.
Exactly. Like be able to have your zone. Like your home should be your zone. That's your place.
It doesn't have to be big. It doesn't have to be crazy. But I would like it if it was quiet.
Yes. That would be nice, right?
Like, quiet is what I'm looking for. And for some reason, I got to get really far away from all kinds of stuff, including people, to have any quiet. It's like I got to get really far from the street. I got to get far from the other people just
and
a little
bit. It's not about being not. It's like it's not about being non-social.
Okay? I am not antisocial. Right. It's just when I go to my house, quiet.
Right.
It's nice.
Right. Exactly. And it's like, you know, it's like, well, don't you want to have neighbors? And it's like, yeah, it would be nice to have neighbors. But again, to your point,
I don't really care.
I don't really care either. But I'm just saying, like, to your point,
I don't have to have neighbors.
To your point, like, it's nice.
I don't dislike them. I'm sorry.
No, you honestly like have a point. Like, I have neighbors here. Like, I don't even talk to them, but like, there are definitely ones that are like, I definitely like, mingle here. But anyway, to get to my point, sorry. Okay. It's nice to just have that place, that have that setting where you can be in silence. I can put on a record and listen to my music in just silence. Or go outside and I remember even as a kid growing up in New York, we used to have grasshoppers around like July and August. And you just sit outside and all you do is just listen to the grasshoppers.
Hang out outside. My grandma's house like had a pretty big backyard and the houses seemed far enough away, but they weren't really that far. And I wish I'd bought my grandma's house. It was super cheap. That's just kind of crazy. The only downfall is that she lives super close to the airport. But it's so crazy. All the airplanes go that way. And her house is this way. It's like you'd think that like you'd hear airplanes all the time, but it really does matter if they go overhead or not.
Yeah, because then you're in like the wave of the sound.
Yeah, so she's right by the airport, but they go the other way most of the time. Which like, I mean, sometimes they'll come up and curve around, but, like, I never noticed there, like, being a lot of airplanes at her house.
I mean, that's kind of super convenient if you ever need to fly anywhere.
Yeah. I thought it'd be really great for, like, a rental house, but, you know, because it's right next to the airport.
Right.
But, like, so many people, like, nobody really rents houses around here. Because, like, people aren't, like, coming to visit, you know?
Like, I mean, unless they're coming to see family or, like, they have someone very close and dear. That live in Iowa.
I'm obsessed with like I'll just go. You say something normal.
No,
go ahead.
This reminds me of how I feel whenever I see an Arkansas plate out here, because
why?
Arkansas, in my mind, is an example of a place that you'll never meet somebody from Arkansas. You'll always meet like one person from Arkansas, like once in your life, if you're not from there. But to see the license plate, like, I was so close to meeting a person from Arkansas. Like, so close.
My sister went to college in Arkansas.
It's not close enough.
I mean, I went down there. So I've
still
met
not close
and
enough. Oh,
been
shit.
And,
it's a weird place.
A shit in Arkansas.
Come on.
It's super weird.
It's very weird.
You know, I'm wanted in the state of Arkansas.
Oh, God. Did you flash one of the state troopers? Oh, God. Mm-hmm. Not even that cool? Come on. Did you flash at least somebody? I would have flashed somebody if I was in Arkansas.
Have I not told this story on the podcast before?
No. Well, now we're 28 minutes in. We got like one or two people still listening, but you can go right ahead.
I've really never told you the wanted in the state of Arkansas story.
No!
I've told somebody, like, in the past couple years.
Honey, like, I've known you for like, 4 years. I don't think I've ever heard you talk about the time that you were wanted in the state of Arkansas.
Okay.
Like, out of all of the 50 states? I don't know, 50 states of the U.S. or whatever. Arkansas?
Wondering if they added one. Okay, so.
Probably. If not
yet. When I was.
Ukraine, yes. Huh?
When I was 23, maybe 22.
I went
to a festival. So, I don't know.
You flashed somebody. Oh,
maybe
God.
After, like, 7 years, they, like, drop, like, that you're wanted in a state or not. I don't know. I always wondered, like, if I went there and they, like, ran my plate or like pulled me over or something. If I got in trouble, if they would like find it or not.
I want to be there for that moment. Because
I just, for the longest time, I did not go there intentionally because I was like, you know, and I made sure like I would not go to Arkansas. Like I didn't go back again the following year. It's really stupid. And like, I wish that one of my friends was around.
Hey, it's Dave. So due to some technical difficulties, originally this episode was about 2 hours long. However, the last two parts, the audio side on my end did not record at all, so all we have is the first part, which is primarily me and Carissa bitching about life as adults and complaining about the health coverage and dental coverage here in the United States, which there's a lot to complain about, trust me. And, like, I think we got to talking about Arkansas because I saw a license plate out here that said Arkansas. And then finding out that not only that, but Carissa has been to the state of Arkansas, which, I mean, I don't know anybody that just willy-nilly just goes to the state of Arkansas. But not only that, has a warrant out for her arrest from the state of Arkansas. We are definitely going to go back to that story at one point. I definitely want y'all to hear that because it's, I wish it was like one of those situations of like flashing titties at a police officer, but it's not to that level, but it's still good. In that note, if you want to check out more of American Groove, you can find us on Instagram at American Groove Pod. And if you want to check out more of Lost in the Groove, you can find us on Facebook, TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube at Lost in the Groove Pod. So with that, we'll catch you all on the next wild ride. Be ready. We'll tell you, it's going to be fucking crazy. All about the artist. That is the whole purpose of this podcast, period. And you have a really valuable tool. You can share this with artists, people that are creative, someone that can enjoy this podcast and really enjoy the experience of Lost in the Groove. So with that, let's jump back to today's episode, shall we? Hey, it's Dave, and I quickly just wanted to jump in and say if you've been enjoying the podcast, enjoying this episode, if you can leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, that'll be so greatly appreciated. Because here's the thing, someone might read that review and make the choice if they want to listen to the podcast. You get to help grow this podcast with us. How fucking cool is that? Let's jump back to today's episode.